будучи да си ме видиш.
Believe, Thomas, because you can see me, says the Lord. Happy are those who have not seen and yet believe.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Господин с вами
и с духом твоим.
Читание.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Слава тебе, Господине.
Томас, званий близанец,
It's called a twin, who was one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. When they said, "We have seen the Lord," he answered, "Unless I see the holes that the nails made, and put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to
believe."
Days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he spoke to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look, here. Give me your hand, put it into my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You believe because you can see me. Happy are those who have not seen and yet believe."
Blaženi koji ne vidješe, a vjeruju. Riječ Gospodnje.
Gospel of the Lord.
Slava tebi, Kriste.
Braćo i sestre,
sisters, strong as the more powerful words that Jesus said today, extract from the John's Gospel are, "Be with you, and blessed are those who don't believe and yet they see."
Ovaj pozdrav, mir,
this peace be with you is a greeting.
Sloga njegovim učenicima. Kako je njegovim učenicima mir bio jako.
So that peace was so needed.
Bili su uznemireni i zaključani u jednoj kući. Naime, čuli smo kako su Židovi i njih tražili da ih možda jednako kazne kao njihova učitelja.
As well as they punished their disciple. Jesus' death on the cross. Apostles do not know where to go. Jesus is no longer there.
It
was so nice for them to be with Jesus for 3 years. Everyone was praising Master because he was doing things that were amazing.
Sretni, ponosni i važni u svome narodu. Međutim, nakon Isusove smrti na križu,
Jesus' death on the cross, their life plan,
i nastalo je razočaranjem.
Disappointment was created.
Ali čuli smo kako
Isus, we heard that Jesus came among his disciples and brings
tako i toliko potreban mir.
So much.
Prisjetimo se na trenutak.
Let's recall for a moment how much today we need peace.
Koliko je potreban mir u svijetu.
Today we need peace in the world, peace in countries, peace in our homes, in our families, and especially peace in our heart.
Iz srca sve polazi.
Because everything comes from the heart.
Zašto nam je nemirno srce?
Why is our heart restless? If we believe in Jesus, if we are doing good deeds, if we do a lot, If we do much, if we do work a lot, if we pray often, why is our heart restless?
Pogledajmo.
Let us look what we do, how much love do we have when we do that?
Which
love do we bring into people, into the deeds that we do? How much love is here to be done? Or maybe others gave us those jobs and works. If possible, to bring ourselves, our heart, our love, everything we are doing, that we are giving to ourselves more, more, faster, faster, give more. The man today does not know how to stop and how to pause. That is why he doesn't have peace. And above all, we who believe in Jesus Christ, Son of Man, how much do we love Him? How much love do we have for the One who gave His life for us? Who gave His life for us, sinners? How much do we thank Jesus for many gifts we received from Him, His, our Savior? Peace is possible, peace is there. If you believe, if you pray, if you thank, give thanks, if you forgive. Brothers and sisters, every year we encounter in the Gospel this disciple, Thomas the Apostle. We heard about his difficulties, that he may believe to those who talked about Jesus' resurrection. That is why Thomas was declared to be the one who doubted, the one who was suspicious, and yet maybe other disciples would be like Thomas if they were in his shoes. And also all the other Christians through the history until today. Jesus again comes among his disciples and he greets them with the same greeting. First, he turns to Thomas, not that he would rebuke him, but that he would help him, heal him. And he says to him, "Bring your finger here." Thomas shouted, "My Lord and my God." He exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." And then, as someone said, Jesus rushed to declare another beatitude, "Blessed are those who don't believe, who don't see and yet they believe." Those words were given to all generations until today, as if Christ desires to say, "There would be great reward in the kingdom of God given to those who believe in Jesus, and they didn't see him on earth here." Blessed are those who don't believe and they see. Perhaps it goes in our mind, the thought, and yet we say to ourselves and maybe to others, if I was to see a miracle, or if I was to see someone from the other world, then I would believe. Then my faith would be stronger and good deeds would be much greater. But the scripture says that even then some would believe. In the Holy Scripture there is a parable about the rich man and the poor Lazarus, and Abraham said, if they don't listen to Moses and to the prophets, they will not believe even then if anyone from death rises, if anyone rises from death. We know how Jesus healed many, and we know how he brought many to life, and yet some did not believe in him. When after 4 days after he died, when he rose from the grave, and when he brought to life his friend Lazarus, there were those who believed in him because they saw a miracle. And the others who were also looking at that same miracle, they left and they accused Jesus with Jewish chiefs. They saw how Jesus rose this man from life, from death.
Gledali su svojim očima
i they were looking with their own eyes and they did not believe.
Zato mi koji vjerujemo u
Krista, that is why we who believe in Christ Jesus, let us not pretend that we are, that is our merit. Namely, the faith is a pure gift of God. The truth is, we need to cooperate with God in love and penance and prayer, and so advancing in the faith. But the faith is given to us. Let's be grateful to Jesus, our Savior. Let us thank Him every day.
Kada smo radosni i sretni,
we are joyful and happy, then we act as those faithful who always believed when temptations come without in everything, and our faith is very weak.
Prorok napisao ove riječi,
prophet wrote,
neću se pokolebati nikada, ali čim lice svoje od mene sakriješ, sav se uplašim.
Soon as you hide face from me, I get scared and I'm calling you. It was written, men, when you stand, be careful that you do not fall.
And
Saint Thomas had faith in Jesus as well as many Christians. There is a moment that comes, the moment of human weakness, and men die, men goes down. So many gifts we have, gift of faith, but we need to pray to preserve those gifts that the Lord Jesus may strengthen and multiply them.
Veliku vjeru imaju oni koji Bogu zahvaljuju na svemu što ih zadesi.
There are those who thank God for everything that happens in their lives, whether it is illness or death or someone or sadness or other crosses. Faithful thanks God for everything because he knows that because God's knowledge nothing is happening. Therefore we can say that faithful is the one who remains faithful in the great temptations. Saint Thomas, as well as other apostles and many Christians in the history of the church, even today in our time, he witnessed his faith and he witnessed his love. Jesus, Savior, and he shed his blood for faith. Let us pray for intercession of the great saint of our church, that we, every day in all of our deeds, we can live our faith and we can witness just like many Christians throughout the world. It is possible today. There are so many examples and so many models where we live and where we work. Therefore today, let us pray in a special way for the gift of faith. Let us pray for the faith and we will receive that great gift of God. Let us not wait to see Jesus as Apostle Thomas and only then to believe with all of our being, with all of our heart. We who are present here today, when we look at Jesus, we will no longer be able to change anything in our lives. That will be the final encounter.
Ovaj primjer iz evanđelja Tomine,
it is example from the gospel, encourage us to pray to God that he may multiply our faith. The apostles were looking at the miracles, but they were weak. Therefore we can respond to God's help. May dear brothers and sisters, apostles, intercede for us in our journey, the journey of everyday martyrdom, we may always remember words of Jesus who says, "Blessed are those who don't believe and yet they see." Amen.